From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. After recommending a ban on devices that can make firearms more lethal and calling for stronger background checks on gun buyers, President Trump hosted a, quote, listening session Wednesday at the White House. Among the attendees, students, parents, and teachers who've been victimized by mass shootings in America. Among those who took part in the session, students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where last Wednesday a former student allegedly killed 17 people. More than 100 of the school's students are also rallying Wednesday at Florida's state capitol to call for gun control reforms. The American Christian evangelist Billy Graham, often viewed as the most influential preacher of the 20th century, died Wednesday at the age of 99. He conducted massive rallies that he called crusades on every continent except Antarctica. He preached in Soviet-bloc nations before the fall of communism, and in the winter of 1994, he delivered sermons in China and North Korea, where he also met with those nations' political and religious leaders. Ford Motor Company said on Wednesday that Raj Nair, its president for North America, was leaving the company immediately after an internal investigation found his behavior was, quote, inconsistent with the company's code of conduct. Nair's departure comes after several high-profile business leaders have quit or been fired following accusations of sexual misconduct, but Ford did not give any details on what Nair's behavior entailed. A company spokesman said the review was launched in the past few weeks after a report of inappropriate behavior. This is VOA News. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta district said Wednesday they are waiting their turn to die amid one of the most intense bombardments of the war by pro-government forces on the besieged rebel-held enclave near Damascus. At least 38 people died on Wednesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 310 people have been killed in the district since Sunday night, with more than 1,500 injured. The eastern Ghouta region is the last large area near the capital still under rebel control. Israel's longtime leader is facing a deepening corruption probe that is threatening his grip on power. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli media say a close associate of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to testify against him in a bribery scandal. Shlomo Filber was arrested on suspicion of promoting the interests of Israel's powerful telecom company in exchange for more positive news coverage of the prime minister. Police have not confirmed that Filber has turned state's witness, but Netanyahu quickly denied any wrongdoing. He described the allegations as a witch hunt, madness, and lies. The new revelations follow a police recommendation last week that Netanyahu should be indicted for bribery and fraud in two other corruption cases. Opposition leaders like Tzipi Livni are calling on the Israeli leader to resign. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Sub-Saharan Africa continues to appear at the bottom of Transparency International's annual index, with the violent, chaotic East African nation of Somalia maintaining its 12-year streak as the lowest-rated nation on the chart that tracks perceptions of corruption in 180 countries. The index also found that more than two-thirds of the countries surveyed scored below 50 points on the 100-point scale, with an average score of 43. African nations averaged a score of 32. No nation has ever earned a perfect score. New Zealand leads the index with 89 points. Somalia scored just 9. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.